In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have a service in which we are celebrating the resurrection of the Lord, and today also is the memory of Saint Andrew Strecheva. He was a soldier, an officer or a leader of all soldiers. He was given that rank to be a leader of all the leaders of the soldiers, and because the enemy was approaching the country, and Saint Strecheva, he was a Christian, a secret Christian, and when he was given the vast number of soldiers to go and to fight the enemy, he had remembered in the scriptures that the Lord is not in the strength of the horses or in the strength of the muscles, but he is his own self, the strength, and he can conquer anybody without any help of the people. So he took only a small group out of that big army that was given to him, only 2,593 people, and my beloved, and they were going, attacking the country. There were thousands and thousands of the enemy, my beloved. But let's go and right now, and into the remembrance of the reading of the gospel today, and the gospel reading was: the Lord has this been approached by a father that was in a terrible agony himself because of his son. He went on his knees before the Lord and said, "If you can do anything, please help me." And the point was his son. At the time of the full moon, he would be plagued, and the enemy would take him into either to a fire, try to put him into a fire or into the water. Obviously, probably is to commit suicide. And was torturing the young man from childhood on. And the father brought him to the disciples, but the disciples could not cast out the demons. And the Lord had reprimanded us and said, "Oh, ye unfaithful, how long am I going to have to suffer with you?" And then, of course, he rebuked the devil, and the devil had left the young man immediately. And then the disciples asked him, "Why couldn't we cast him out?" And the Lord said, "Because you didn't have enough faith." But then he added, "This kind is being cast out only through prayer and fasting." Well, what kind is it? Well, of course, it's the kind that attaches himself to our pride. My beloved, the pride, we must conquer our pride. We must have that, must not have that self-love and feeling sorry for oneself, and then not being able to then see the sorrows of other people, but to humble ourselves, to conquer the self-love, which is pride. And the only way we can do that, it is the shortest and quickest way to receive the humility in our hearts, is through obedience. And that's why we need the fasting. The church gave us a rule that we have to fast on Wednesday and Friday and every Lent, and whether it's the Great Lent or Lent before the Christmas or before St. Peter and Paul or before the mission of Mother of God. But we have to comply, we have to obey the church, and this is one easiest way to conquer our pride, the obedience. This is what we need to go through, my beloved. Then we could be strong against the evil one. Then we could do what the Lord says, if we have the faith to move mountains if it needed. Whatever we ask for, the Lord will give us if we do it in faith. And humility, though, we cannot do it with pride. When we have pride, we cannot reach our Lord, because he showed us the example of humility. And he showed us, he told the disciples in today's gospel that he's going to be killed, and on the third day he will rise again. My beloved, what he went through for us, and we just seem to not to remember it when we're having troubles. But when we're having troubles, let's remember him. Let's remember what our Lord had endured for us. Let's remember what the saints have endured for the Lord, starting from the apostles and continued with everyone. In today's apostles, we heard that the apostle was saying that they're being trampled on underfoot. They are nothings for the world and so on. You may be filled with honor, so, but we are always in dishonor. We're still starving and we're roaming from one place to another. We have no place of our own. And of course, they were not looking. The disciples weren't looking for this life here on this earth. They were looking for the kingdom of heaven. That was the main thing. This is what we have to look for. That's the main thing, our beloved. Don't look for you to have living in such a manner that nobody will bother you, nobody will tell you have peace and quiet and all those things. You start to feel the heaven here on earth. No, my beloved, it's not for us. We have to go through the battle front. We have to fight the enemy, and the enemy is always going to go after us to keep us away, so that we'll, instead of looking for the kingdom of heaven and looking at our Lord who suffered for us and for all the saints, we're looking of how it would be the easiest, how we can live easier on this earth. If we can only make ourselves to feel good over here on this earth, and this is not what we want. This may be what we want. This is not what we should want. We should want to please our Lord, to follow in His footsteps and in the footsteps of all the saints, and to be able to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Well, these saints of today that we heard about, they have done that. They have went into that mountain where there's entrance holding one person. They could have destroyed all those who came after them to kill them, but they did according to the Saint Andrew, that he said to them, let's lift our hands to the Lord and give up our heads to those who want them and sort of make it to the kingdom of heaven. They all did that with a great joy. They did that. They gave up their goals to be able to make it to the kingdom of heaven, because they knew that is the main thing, is to be able to be living in such a way and to giving up our life in such a way as to please the Lord, to be with Him forever. For they acknowledged that this life here, the temporary, no matter how pleasant it may seem to be for our body and soul, it's all just a small fleeting moment, but the real life in the starts after we depart this life and go to the kingdom of heaven. And there it's our choice. Either we go to the kingdom of heaven and then be with the Lord and all the saints and all the angels, or if we don't care about the Lord and don't love Him enough to obey His commandments, we'll get the lot together with the evil ones. And of course, I don't wish anybody to do that. Neither does the Lord. The Lord doesn't want anybody to go together with a place where it's prepared for the devil and all his fallen the angels that had fallen away from God's love. It's up to you and me. If we live in this world and thinking of our Lord who loved us so much to die for us, and are willing to accept whatever cross the Lord gives us, so that we can in gratitude be thanking Him, and then we'll be able to wait and until He takes us away into the kingdom of heaven, where there will be no more sickness, no sorrows, nor sighing, but there will be joy of being together with our Lord and all the heavenly dwellers. Amen.